The parable of the unfinished tower and the king going to war. Before you say yes to Jesus, have you really thought about what that yes means? By this point in his journey to Jerusalem, Jesus had drawn massive crowds. People followed him with fascination, hope, curiosity. But now he turned and spoke words that silenced the noise. Words not for fans, but for future disciples. In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 33, Jesus gives two parallel images and a single message. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and wasn't able to finish." The image is vivid. A foundation, concrete poured, structure begun, but then silence, no progress, no finish, just exposed ambition. Have you ever started something for God, but abandoned it when it cost more than you expected? This isn't about construction, it's about commitment. Jesus is saying, don't start this journey unless you're ready to finish it. Discipleship is not a seasonal emotion. It is a daily crucifixion, not part of your life, not added to your plans. It replaces everything. Then he gives a second image. Suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. What's the message? If you don't evaluate the battle in front of you, you will collapse under its weight. Following Jesus means entering a war, not just around you, but within you. And the war is not against flesh and blood, but against your comfort, pride, ego, plans, idols, and past. Then comes the conclusion, the key line that brings both parables together. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Everything, not just bad habits, not just Sunday mornings, not just emotional sins, everything. Jesus isn't pushing people away. He's purifying the ones who stay. He's saying, don't just follow me because I heal. Follow me because I'm worth dying for. This isn't about perfection, but it is about ownership. If Jesus isn't Lord of all, he isn't Lord at all. No questions this time, no soft invitation, just this. Look at the foundation, look at the battlefield, and then decide not just if you admire him, but if you will follow him to the end.